Record Store Day is coming up. That's Saturday, April 22nd. It's the 10th year for this event, and it'll be happening all over town. A whole bunch of stores taking part of this, including Shake It Records in Northside. And from that establishment, we have Darren and Jim Blaze to talk about Record Store Day. Thanks for being here, guys.
Thanks, Frank.
Thank you so much for having us, Frank.
And both of you in the studio at the same time, a momentous occasion. So let's start. What the heck is Record Store Day?
Well, this is the 10th anniversary of it, and it was a day created to celebrate vinyl as the ultimate format for music, and also to celebrate independent record stores and how they play an important part in getting music into the population.
So what happens? That's Darren. Jim, what goes on then?
Well, you know, since 10 years, it's grown and grown and grown and grown, and also the focus has changed, and certainly everybody gets excited about the massive list of releases. I think there's over 400 again this year. And the beauty of it is that you have to go to an independent record store to pick one of these up. You can't buy it on Amazon, and you can't get it at Best Buy or one of the big boxes. But, you know, as it's evolved, stores have sort of put their own personality into it. So we, besides, you know, kind of focusing on a lot of local music, we've partnered with Rheingeist now. This is the third year, and they've created like a very limited edition beer for the day that they tap and shake it at, you know, 8 a.m. when we start the day. And as people come in, they can have a little taste as they're waiting, a little reward for waiting in line. So, yeah, so it's great that other pieces of the community have gotten involved in this as well.
Okay. Now, Record Store Day isn't just a U.S. deal. I mean, this is international.
Absolutely, right.
And so there are a lot of stores like yours. And when you say independent, you were talking about, you know, solely standalone stores that are brick and mortar.
Brick and mortar stores, right. No, just internet stores, no chain stores.
Right. So there's always special releases, material versions of things that are not available at any other time. So let's talk about some of the stuff that's coming up. This is why people will go into the stores on Saturday, April 22nd. Lots of big names, like a couple of unreleased albums from David Bowie, right?
Yeah, those are very cool. Like a live show from 74, prime Bowie time. That looks amazing. And then also a release that was just a promotional release to different record stores and industry executives. And a lot of people are excited about that.
Another big name, of course, Bruce Springsteen. I see a concert from him back in 75, the Hammersmith Odeon.
And that was the live DVD that was in the, was it the Born to Run box set?
Right.
Exactly, right. Yeah, and that's the show really that...
The tipping point.
It just, that was the year for him, and that was the show where, you know, he kind of expanded his reach from the East Coast of the U.S. to player in the whole world.
And now let's see, what else? An old Doors concert being revived. Here's what I like this one. Jaco Pastorius, the great bass player,
Weather Report.
Three LP set. And this is unusual because it's a concert that he did for National Public Radio back in 82, Jazz Live. Remember that show? And so that's being brought out now.
That was in the era of Night Waves. Long time ago.
Well, that was back when Oscar Treadwell was doing the show.
Yeah, OT and all that. Yeah.
So many genres are being represented, too. We mentioned Pastorius. There's one from Thelonious Monk coming out. Wes Montgomery with the Wynton Kelly Trio.
Has something almost every year.
Yeah, it's got such a huge catalog.
Art Pepper is in this year.
And Jaco usually puts out something. Last four or five years, he's always had something. Each year, it kind of spreads out even more. I mean, sometimes it gets even more obscure, and then other times it becomes more mainstream. So some of the people are going to complain that there's a Miley Cyrus record on it. But, like, those kids are buying records, so why not serve that population? And then at the same time, like, Past and Present is reissuing one of the Japanese volume of the Girls in the Garage series, which is just like female Japanese garage bands from the 1960s. So it's getting more obscure in some areas and more mainstream in others.
Well, let's talk about the mainstream. The name I saw in here that really, you know, blew me away, I would not expect to see Johnny Mathis.
Yeah, we were wondering about that.
Yeah, that was an interesting one to us. And it's just a 45. It's not, you know, a whole record.
And then for something completely different, there's the picture disc of Fawlty Towers.
Which Jim was really excited about.
I was super excited about that because, you know, I would get home from work back in the day and turn on PBS and watch Fawlty Towers, and seeing that brought a smile to my face.
We're talking about such a wide array of genres and kinds of recorded material, but it seems to be coming out more and more just almost exclusively vinyl. We were talking 7-inch, 10-inch, 12-inch collections and stuff. Is this on purpose, the heavy-duty vinyl now?
You know, for us, as an independent store, we still sell tons of CDs. And as there are fewer stores that are selling CDs, we're selling more CDs, because there's just less places to buy them. But as far as people that are coming into buying physical music again, they're tending to buy LPs. Now, what percentage of that is a fad? I don't know. I mean, it tends to grow a little bit each year. And for us, vinyl has always been a huge part of what we've done. It's always been 50%. Now it's a little bit more. And it's a shifting of format and stuff like that. But I mean, even now with the resurgence in cassettes. Like, we've always sold cassettes, but my God, I mean, we can sell a great cassette collection as quickly as we can sell a great vinyl collection.
Okay, and that brings up one of the releases for Record Store Day. It's a bunch of demos from Paul McCartney, mm-hmm. and that is on cassette. Mm-hmm. And there was a Wall Street Journal article a few weeks ago, why cassette tapes are making a comeback.
Yeah. Our sales are definitely gone up. Mm-hmm. You know, it's just another format for you to collect your favorite artist on. As well as me being in the cassette age, like the prime cassette years, nothing felt better than putting that cassette into the tape deck of your, you know, 72 Pontiac Le Mans. It was a freedom. And it sounded so good. I still think that that's one of the best sounds. It didn't last forever because obviously cassettes wear down pretty quickly. But just that freedom of being in your car and being away from your parents and driving around, and it was your own world. And to me, that's what cassettes mean.
The article said last year, 129,000, we're talking new cassettes, were sold. And this is up from 74,000 just the year before. That's a pretty big number.
And there's a ton more that are being sold because, I mean, we've always carried cassettes, but it's always been like punk rock bands dubbing their own stuff. You know, it's always been on a DIY kind of like level. Right. And now it's that whole thing again of just like the people that kept vinyl alive were like punk rock kids and hip hop dudes. And it just slowly bubbles up. And the cassette culture was like DIY punk rock kids and indie rock kids who were like, they're still trading cassettes. You know what I mean? And local bands like Swim Team and all that kind of stuff, they just do cassettes.
It's the cheapest way to get your music out there. Yeah. You know, like if you're selling your product at a show, it's cheaper to make a cassette and a cassette costs less. So, you know, people are willing to pick it up. And yeah, if it has a download in it, then, you know,
all the better. 2 years ago, you could buy a cassette dubbing machine. You know, you could dub one cassette onto four cassettes. You could buy a used dubbing machine on eBay for $50. You know, you can still buy TDK D60s in bulk. So yeah, it's just this whole natural bubbling up. That's kind of how it always seems to start, and then it just kind of grows out from into the mainstream and stuff like that. Well, now, you know, I mean, there's pretty mainstream guys putting out cassettes again.
Right. So. A lot of metal cassettes mm-hmm. come out now.
Yeah, mm-hmm. The article mentioned that the one of the big hits for cassettes was Justin Bieber.
Yeah, I believe that. Yeah. Some people collect them for the fetishness of it. You know what I mean? It's like when we get interesting 8-tracks in, you know, whether it's a New York Dolls 8-track or a Sex Pistols 8-track or whatever, nobody's going to play it. They're just going to put it on their mantle, you know, or maybe they do play it. I don't know. But, you know, so it's just that whole collector fetishness mentality of a lot of that kind of stuff. But yeah, I mean, a great punk rock cassette collection from back in the day. We put it on like our Instagram thing within moments. You hear breaks, you know, on Hamilton Avenue, and they're gone in an hour and a half. So people calling from work, can you hold me this, and this, you know, so.
So what's going to happen at Shake It Records, April 22nd? Are you guys doing anything special that day? I mean, but besides selling all these wonderful, great collector's items we've been talking about.
We always do our own releases, too. Right. So we have a Wussy record coming out. We have the third record that we've never done on vinyl that's coming out. And then we're actually doing a 7-inch record with Rheingeist. One side is a beer song done by Frontier Folk Nebraska, and then the B side is a work song done by the Tillers. And that'll be on blue vinyl to match the blue label and all that kind of stuff. So we're going to do that.
We have probably have DJs in the morning. We're still getting the whole list lineup together, but we usually do some DJs in the morning to kind of entertain the folks as they're waiting in line and then
drinking their beer.
And then the bands come later in the day, and by the early evening, it kind of turns into a party. Yep. So,
and then we're having the Dopamines.
Great local band,
new record, yeah. And all that kind of stuff. And so we're working on those details. And then Frontier Folk Nebraska will play in the evening. Then a couple other local bands. It'll be a full day of entertainment.
That's right. Absolutely.
As well as loads of records to buy.
Yep.
And we should mention, like I said, this record store day is international in scope all over the world and all over Cincinnati, too. So it's not just Shake It. Who else is going to be doing it?
Moles, Everybody's.
Black Plastic,
Plaid Room, mm-hmm. Sugar Cube.
Torn Light.
Phil's. And Phil's, yeah.
So there's lots of good music to look forward to and to pick up on Saturday, April 22nd. That's Record Store Day. It's all over town. It's also at Shake It Records in Northside Hamilton Avenue. The co-conspirators from that place, it's the Darren and Jim Blaze, both in here. And thank you very much for telling us all about these great records coming out.
Right. Thanks, Frank.
Thanks for having us, Frank.
And for Around Cincinnati, I'm Frank Johnson.